This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Unless you are real tuned into the fashion world and the business thereof, you might have missed it last month when Old Navy basically gave up on its in-store plus-sized collection. Body Quality, it was called, Old Navy's play to capitalize on size inclusivity, which, according to the market research firm Credence Research, will globally be a $260 billion industry in the next 5 years. Lucrative, perhaps, but not easy at all for reasons that Elizabeth Segrin pointed out in Fast Company the other day. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
What went wrong with Old Navy and Body Quality?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
to start with,
last August, Old Navy said that it was unveiling what it described as its biggest launch in the entire history of the brand. And basically what it said was that it was going to make every single style of clothing in its line from size 0 to size 30. Most fashion brands specialize in making clothes that only go up to size 16. And there are some brands that go into the plus size, which only specialize in making clothes 18 and up. So it was a really big deal because until now, you know, if you went shopping with a friend of yours and you were a size 8 and your friend was a size 18, you couldn't actually shop in the same stores. Yeah. And for a long time, plus size women have said that they felt really marginalized by the entire fashion industry.
So if Old Navy had picked a sweet spot, as it were, and I'll get to this with some other companies in a minute, but if they had said, let's start in the mid-range of all women instead of everybody 0 to 30, that might have worked, right?
Yes. So the problem was that they couldn't tell which sizes to put in which stores. When you went into an Old Navy store, there were tons of clothes in the middle sizes that were gone because everybody had bought them. And basically, there was a lot of inventory that was too small or too large.
So can we talk about women in this economy and what they shop for size-wise when they go into a store? I'm sure somebody knows, and it's probably you, actually, in this conversation, what the median woman is in this economy and how you engineer size distribution when you're a buyer and you're trying to figure out what to do.
So what's really interesting is that the average woman in the United States is a size 18. Okay. And plus size women make up more than half the market. And yet plus size clothes only make up 19% of all apparel on the market. The fashion brands are not actually meeting the needs of their customer.
It seems just wild because companies are leaving money on the table. The business opportunity in the plus sizes would seem to be sizable.
It's a huge wasted opportunity. And part of the problem is that it takes a lot of skill to be able to make a garment that fits really well in a size 0 as well as a size 30. Hmm. And so brands really haven't taken the time to invest in this kind of technology. But Old Navy did.
Oh, wait, say more about that.
So Old Navy spent 2 years developing all of this really cool design technology so that everything that they made would fit perfectly, no matter what size you were. And they also re-engineered their stores so that women could shop based on the style of the garment rather than having to go to a special plus size section if they wanted to buy a particular piece of clothing. And this was a really important thing for them to do to push the industry forward when it comes to size inclusivity, because most brands are not doing this.
Okay, so look, Old Navy has tried this. It didn't work spectacularly. In point of fact, it cost the president and CEO of the Old Navy line her job. It hit Gap really, really hard. Now what happens with this, what could be a really profitable segment of the plus women's market if Old Navy's out?
So Old Navy has said that it's scaling back the program a little bit. But I think what's really important for Old Navy is that it actually takes the time to figure out, all of this back-end data that it needs so that it can make these smarter decisions. if they can figure out some of these technical issues, then they're going to be far, far more successful. It's just about growing pains.
Elizabeth Segrin is a senior staff writer at Fast Company, writing recently about the challenges of Old Navy and its plus-size program. Elizabeth, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thank you so much for having me.